dynamic players do.
Obviously, just talk about the fight and this team obviously coming out with a good jump, but just not able to finish the job.
Yeah, I think with it being an elimination game, I think we're hungry at the start, and maybe if we get a couple early, when we had that pressure, it'd be a different story. But in saying that, we got to be able to find a way to close out the third period and find a way to win a hockey game.
Sure. Personally, you were chomping at the bit just to get back into the postseason. You talk about the way the guys are able to, to get to this point at least, and to prolong your season this long. It's an accomplishment. It's only four teams, gotten to this stage.
Yeah, I think so. I think to be able to win a couple rounds, it's huge not only for this organization, but for the players here and the experience that we can take from this. But I think we're obviously disappointed and felt like we, games one and two. If we have a different outcome, maybe in those first two games, maybe changes the series, and we felt like we were good enough to win a championship this year.
What was the difference? I mean, what were they doing that was just making it difficult over the course of the series to kind of get things going?
I think just details. They were, the way that they played, they were, they never let up each shift, and seems like they just kept coming at us in waves, and credit to them, they're a good hockey team.
Did you notice a comparison between this team and maybe what you experienced playing Pittsburgh in the playoffs with Philly?
It's hard to look at in two different leagues, and with the time being so different, with it being probably a month in between, so hard to say. But they obviously got a skilled group up front, and they're deactivated as well, so maybe a few similarities.
Thanks.